Well, many voices have been raised to say, why can't we have a program like FDR's Civilian Conservation Corps, the CCC, which put so many young men to work starting in 1933 during the Depression? They helped build America. Well, finally, next month, young adults will be able to apply to the Biden administration's long-awaited American Climate Corps to get jobs and training, for instance, installing solar panels or helping in disaster preparedness. Okay, this is much smaller than the CCC to start, and long-term funding for the program remains in question. But still, Kate Yoder is staff writer with our editorial partners at Grist. Kate, tell us more about the jobs, what young people might be able to do, how many there will be.
So the basic idea is that it's like AmeriCorps for climate change. So people could be working to help towns prepare for floods or install solar projects or improve local air quality. And, you know, it's inspired by the original Civilian Conservation Corps, which was one of FDR's New Deal programs where the government hired 3 million men to plant trees and build trails at national parks and that sort of thing. And, you know, so far, this new version is not nearly as big, but there's a job board opening up next month that's going to have the first few hundred openings that people can apply for.
Okay.
And, you know, by next summer, the Biden administration plans to hire 20,000 people.
Okay, but a few hundred and then 20,000 compared to 3 million for the CCC. Mm-hmm. There are many people who are disappointed. They wanted more. But we'll get to, you know, some of the questions like funding. First of all, how will it work? Like when that portal opens up, do you have to have any qualifications? I mean, how does somebody get a job?
So the program is aimed at 18 to 26-year-olds. And for most of these positions, you don't need a lot of experience to apply. So the thinking behind it is that it's going to provide young people with a pathway to good paying jobs in climate and clean energy. And, you know, it can also help the U.S. We have this shortage of skilled workers like electricians and heat pump installers that we need to help get the country off fossil fuels. And programs like this could train thousands of young people for these professions.
Right. And we remember with the 3 million men who were there for the CCC, they were planting billions of trees. They fought forest fires, tough work. They did work, you know, digging, preventing erosion, building trails through parks, things like that. It was real work. Look, this has been a long time coming for Biden. He promised to create the Climate Corps during his first week in office, but there was problems with the money in the 2021 Inflation Reduction Act. There originally was funding for the Climate Corps. That was removed before the bill's passage. Last week, Biden asked Congress for $8 billion over a decade to put towards the program. Where is it going to come from now, you know, in April?
So, yeah, because Congress didn't pass funding for it, the administration decided to cobble together funding from a bunch of different agencies like AmeriCorps and the EPA and other federal agencies because they just really wanted to make the American Climate Corps happen. So, you know, Biden has asked Congress for money to triple the size of the program, and people are hoping that if the American Climate Corps is really successful, lawmakers will see that and want to expand it.
Yeah.
You know, but even if they did approve that funding, the program would still be a lot smaller than a lot of people hoped for and really tiny compared to the original CCC from the 1930s.
Right. But who knows? I mean, maybe it'll grow like a little flame. But you said, you know, some people might see its worth. Some people don't right now. Some conservative lawmakers, including Republican Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas, are against the program. They say it's a waste of money and it has little support out of Washington. Look, you know, some people would say, how could it be a waste, you know, for young people to have jobs? And some people could ask, have you ever been in a national park, you know, to see all the work done in the past? But what is the support for this program?
I think there's millions of young people who are interested in joining. So I think we can expect those first 100 positions to fill up pretty fast. But, you know, overall, there's a lot of public support for the American Climate Corps. And polling has shown that, you know, more than 70% of voters approve of it. And so even though Republican politicians have been criticizing it pretty harshly, more than half of Republican voters actually support the idea of the program.
Yeah, because it's not Republican or Democratic young people who would be getting these jobs. It's everybody. Look, what about the fact that it will do something? I mean, I suppose we have to see in many ways, but what is the sense that it's not just make work?
Yeah, you know, I don't think anyone's calculated exactly how this would reduce carbon emissions, but, you could see it as community service projects that just happen to be related to climate change. So that could be helping towns become more resilient to wildfires or storms, or making homes more energy efficient, which would both cut emissions and help people out with their bills. And, you know, some people talk about the Climate Corps as a way for young people to turn their anxiety about climate change, which is very reasonable, by the way, into some kind of useful action.
Yeah.
But again, if it were to have an actual, like, big impact on reducing carbon emissions and on the climate, it would really need to be expanded to have that kind of substantial effect.
Well, what I love about it, too, it can generate companies, because you give an example of a company that can apply to the EPA for a grant to start their company, let's say deploying air monitors in neighborhoods, and then they could apply to get people through the American Climate Corps. So Kate Yoder, staff writer with Grist, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much, too.